Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you, 9:08, since we didn't hear the news time there. It's 9:08. I'm Dayton Kane. Thank you for joining us. Colleen Olsberg in for Rose Gray. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm back.
You're going to be a regular for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They're
working on me.
She's traveling, huh?
Yeah, she's traveling, and they're working on me to take over when she retires. But
really?
We're still in negotiations about that. I'm not sure. I love the drive down this morning, though. It was gorgeous.
And you love hanging out with me.
Absolutely.
That part's fun.
That's the best part.
It's a big commitment,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I love Isaac and you and hanging out down in Milwaukee. And it's great.
So she's in what? Australia, New Zealand?
Today she's in New Zealand. Okay. And I might be a little bit off because I know they're like 2 days ahead of us right now. They're over the international dateline. But as far as I can tell from her itinerary, she should be in Rotorua. And today they're exploring the Waitoma glowworm caves. They're taking a cruise into this cave where there's thousands of glowworms hanging from the ceiling.
Weird.
So she better take pictures. I want to see that. And then she's going to Hobbiton, which was the set for Lord of the Rings.
Oh, nice.
So if you're big fans of that, I think that's going to be pretty cool for them today. And then she's going to go see a sheep farming place and then off to the geysers. And then at the end of the day, they're going to visit the Maori culture, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like New Zealand's Polynesian cultural center, and they do dances and stick their tongues out at you and make funny noises. And it's a great day.
So you've done this before.
I have. I've been over there. I love New Zealand and Australia. It's a long haul flight for sure, but it's something I think everybody should see at least once in a lifetime to get to the Southern Hemisphere. I've seen the Southern Cross for the first time. I've been there just once, but it's just an amazing place. Absolutely beautiful.
So when you go, how long of a trip is that, over 18?
Yeah, you don't want to, you're going a long way, so you don't want to shorten yourself. So usually it's at least 2 weeks, at least, if not a few extra days, because you're going to lose 2 days going there to begin with.
Okay.
And then you're going to get all your time back.
It's a 2 day travel?
Basically, because you're crossing the international dateline.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's about 18 hours of flying time.
Okay.
So it's pretty nasty in that respect, but to come home, for some reason, you kind of get back before you left. It's just really weird, but it's certainly something that everybody should see.
So what kind of plane are you in? Are there bigger seats? Is it a bed?
Oh, what do you get?
No, it's a regular?
She flew United, and I know she upgraded to the Economy Plus, give her a little extra leg room, and then there's always the Economy Premiums, and they can always do Business Class, which I would recommend if you can afford it, because it's just that much more comfortable to fly that length of time.
Right. That's a long time to be sitting down.
Absolutely. But I'm excited for her. If I'm watching our Fox World Facebook page too, they'll be posting some things on there as she goes along. I know last night she was drinking some wine, which doesn't surprise me either.
I was going to say, that sounds about right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to talk travel today.
Yep.
Going to take any questions people have to throw at us if they just want to chime in on a trip they've gone on recently and want to brag about it and tell us all the fun things they did. That's always fun.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you have some new updated thing we need to talk about from Fox World Travel, because you always do. So it'll be a fun-filled hour.
Absolutely. We got a lot of stuff going on. And I just want to do one quick shout out to my gang down in Mexico. Colleen, have some drinks on me. they're having a great time at the Royalton, right close to the Cancun airport. And I just wanted to say hello to them this morning.
All right. So we're going to say Colleen a lot this hour. Colleen Olsberg with us. The Old National Bank talking text line. If you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Rose is down under, so Colleen Olsberg here with me. My name's Dayton Kane. Thanks for joining us for the Fox World Travel Show. 9:15. Look at that. 30 degrees already on the way up to a high of 40, so it should be a nice day out there. Love to hear from you today. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Let's take a couple calls here. Ed in St. Francis, thanks for holding on. What's your question?
Hi, Colleen. Is there a recommended day of the week it's best to make domestic air reservations? Let's get the best rate.
Good morning, Ed. I think it used to be like on a Tuesday after midnight was usually when they say they reloaded their space into the systems. I'm not sure if that's still valid, but that I recall that from probably 20 years ago. But maybe take a look midweek for how far out are you traveling, Ed?
Mid-April.
Mid-April? Oh, I think I'd better get on that pretty quickly right
now.
Yeah, there's travel is back with a vengeance right now, and to find seats and things is getting a little bit more difficult. So I would probably maybe try it out. Check it a Tuesday after midnight, see what you can find.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think maybe now with the systems in place and computer technology that it's probably loading all the time. Like they're probably able to just enter it and it goes. And
yeah, I think it's
not like it used to be like, right. Oh, it's Tuesday. We got to get to this
now. Exactly. They hired like 12 people on a Tuesday to hand load those seats into their systems in the day. But
Mary from Wild Rose on with us. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you just got back from a cruise.
Right. We went on the Norwegian Jewel, and we did the Panama Canal and the different islands.
Fantastic.
And it really was. My husband and I, we've never taken a cruise before. And this was just a very nice, low-key, freestyle type of cruise. You know, we went through the Panama Canal. We went to Curaçao and Costa Rica, Bonaire, Aruba, Cartagena, which was fabulous. And then back over to Colon, Panama, and then flew back into Cancun.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a really lovely trip. You always traveled at night. And then there were 2 days where we went, you know, we traveled all day during the day at sea. But that was nice because, you know, the days that we were out and about, you know, we docked at 7 in the morning, out and about at 8:30. And one thing that I found is the cruise would tell you, you know, hey, for $159, you can get a bus and you can go all over the city and things like that. Well, we found that if we just went off the boat, there were buses everywhere, and we got really nice tours for like $20, $30, and they took us all over the place, you know, to the beaches and different sites, and we were able to get off the bus, take pictures, go to restaurants. I mean, it was just fabulous. And so for our first cruise, that Norwegian Jewel was just such a nice Plus, they had so much stuff to do on the boat, too, if you want to take dance lessons or do karaoke at night or listen to bands by the pool. And we also bought the all-you-can-drink package. It was
of course.
$175 for myself and then another for my husband. And I'm telling you, I'm sure we over-exceeded on that. But,
got your money's worth, did you?
And the food. I couldn't believe the amount of food on the boat. Oh, my gosh.
So it sounds like you're recommending people do this, Mary.
Oh, exactly. It was never on my bucket list ever, you know. But we had some friends that said, hey, they're going. So they invited us to come along. And so we did. And I can't wait to book my next cruise. I mean, it was just fantastic.
Wonderful.
Everything was so clean, hygienically, you know. I mean, really, really, really nice. So
awesome.
And that Norwegian Jewel is just fabulous.
Well, we appreciate you sharing with us, Mary. Thank you for listening to the show.
Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Thanks, Mary.
And you guys do trips like that all the time, too, so that's
good.
We do.
We can not only book them individually, we do groups that way. And boy, did Mary start off with a bang just to do the Panama Canal for your first cruise.
Yeah, that sounded amazing.
Amazing islands. It was wonderful.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit briefly on what is out there that we can book with you guys right now.
Well, I wanted to just let you know that we are really ramping up at Fox World Travel, and we have some groups going out very soon. In fact, after my next 3 Saturdays here on TMJ, I'm leaving with a group to Hawaii, and I'll be gone for 10 days on that. So I'm really excited to get back to Hawaii with a group. I've not been there. I've been there myself, but I'd like to share my wealth of knowledge. And then we've got our Four Island just left Thursday. And so we've got the charities with them, and they're popping over to Four Islands, doing Oahu, the Big Island. They're doing Kauai and Maui. And then I'll be going to Oahu, the Big Island, and Maui, which is perfect, I think, perfect itinerary. And then I'm leaving for Africa right after. And all these groups are just selling out like mad. So our 2024 Hawaii is coming up very soon. I would say we'll have that available maybe even by the end of the month. And we've already got a wait list for both of our Hawaii programs. So if you're thinking about going, get on the wait list and you'll be first to know. And then we still have a few things left for 23 that I just wanted to put out there, too. We have an amazing trip. I remember when Gigi was on, we talked about European treasures. Still got a few seats left on that, and that's a wonderful trip through at a great time of the year in August of this year, and you hit about 7 different countries. It's kind of like a bucket list trip. Even though you're going to a lot of countries, it doesn't seem like you're going very fast. You're still getting a lot of time in each of these wonderful European countries, including England and Belgium and France and Italy. So take a peek at that. And then I want to just throw out there that Rose's trip has a very few seats left for Explore Tuscany. And again, another kind of a you're just flying into Florence, and then you're going to the Tuscan region. You're not going to be, you're doing more hub and spoke, staying in one area.
That one sounds neat.
That is just really wonderful, and so much good wine and food opportunities, and it's just one of the most beautiful areas of Italy that anyone could visit. So if you're still interested in that, we do have a few seats left on that, so get a hold of one of our agents, 866-GO-FOX-GO, or check it out on foxworldtravel.com.
So if you go to foxworldtravel.com, you hover over travel, a drop-down comes down, there's Fox Group Vacations. You can browse through all of these different vacations there, and then do the contact us form and send it in. So that's how you get on a wait list too, right? You can call in or do that contact us and say, hey, I want to be on the Hawaii wait list.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. So. In fact, we are so busy right now, and that's we advise people to call ahead if you want to talk to somebody or make an appointment. We just want to make sure that we aren't wasting your time and that we can actually have an opportunity to sit down and talk with you if need be.
Sounds great. When we come back, we do have a question about Oahu from Tom in Whitefish Bay, so we'll get to that, and we'll take your questions, 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Indeed. Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray this week. My name's Dayton. The old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Since it is a Fox World Travel Show, we're talking travel. Let's go to Tom in Whitefish Bay. Good morning, Tom. What's your question?
Good morning. So I'm going to Oahu next month. We got great advice on this show about when to book airfare. We're looking to take in all the beauty of the island. We've got hikes planned. We are going to Pearl Harbor. But of the touristy things, which we're not really looking to do too much of, like the Kualoa Ranch and the Dole Plantation, what would you recommend not missing while we're there?
Well, it sounds like you've got Pearl Harbor already on the list, correct? So, and does that include the Missouri, a visit over there where they signed the end of the war thing? Because that's really pretty cool to see that and spend some time in the museum as well at Pearl Harbor. So take a good half, at least a morning, a couple hours there. That's definitely something neat to do. And to keep you off the touristy thing, actually, if you want to try, I think it's Route 1 on the local bus, and it'll take you all the way around the island, and you can hop on, hop off wherever you want, and it's fairly economical. And go to the North Shore and watch the surfers. That is super cool. They have some neat little restaurants up there. And the waves are huge, and it's kind of fun, and then you get a chance to see the entire island. If you're hiking up Diamond Head, if that's open again, I know they had some issues with some of the water and rain damage, but to check that out if you can hike back on that trail on the top of Diamond Head and overlooks Waikiki. It's quite amazing, and then definitely get down Waikiki, and even though it's crazy busy, it's a lot of fun, and just to watch people, and there's great restaurants, great shopping, so lots of different things to do without having to be too touristy.
All right, well, we appreciate that question. Now let's go over to Brenda in St. Francis. Good morning, Brenda. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. My sister and I are going to Europe at the end of July, and we'd like to fly over the Atlantic eastbound in business class. SAS has a good fare, but I'm wondering what your opinion is about their situation. I've read that they're in bankruptcy.
I've flown SAS, and I think they're pretty awesome. It's hard to actually predict what they're going to do, even though they might be in bankruptcy. They can still operate. What kind of fare are you getting for business class with them?
Well, it was business class going east and then coming home. It was just like the extra legroom premium plus or something like that.
Sure.
And it was right around 2800 something round trip.
Yeah, that's actually very good. If that's per person, it sounds pretty normal. I think you would be fine at this point to go ahead with that. As I said, a lot of companies run under bankruptcy, and they just keep going until something happens. But I really haven't heard much on it. I'll double check on that later today and see what I can find out. But I think at this point, I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay, that's good news. Thank you.
All right, thanks for listening, Brenda. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank Talk and Text line. Have a text here that says, "Hi, what's the best website for the Mexican visit tax?"
Well, this is a hard one. I know exactly what they're talking about, and the website is QuintanaRooTax.com, and it's a tax that the Mexican folks want you to pay ahead of time, and usually we recommend that you don't pay this tax ahead of time. It's a visitor's tax, because when you are coming home and you're going through the airport, you can easily bypass those young ladies and young men that are trying to get you to pay that tax, and you've just experienced that yourself.
I don't even know what this is, because we just walked in. Like, there was nobody telling us to pay any tax or anything, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And we didn't go on a website ahead of time and do this, so.
No, and it's, I know after you check in to come home, then you go up those stairs in Cancun, and you go, there's usually some people standing at the end of the stairs. Yeah. If you just kind of walk by them like you know what you're doing, they
walk by because you don't know what you're doing, and just
exactly.
Nobody bothers you. I don't know.
Yeah, just don't. You can take a look at that website. It's QuintanaRooTax.com if you want to take a look at what it's all about. I mean, it's not expensive. It's just I just don't think they're really
enforcing it
that much. So.
All right, there you go. Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ. You can give us a call at 855-616-1620. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley. Good morning, Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Bucks in heat at Fiserv this coming Friday. The Bucks currently sitting behind the Celtics for first place by half a game. So we're catching up. Hopefully we can overtake them this week. Let's do this. The old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Text here says, planning a senior spring break for 2024. 10 families. This sounds fun. We're starting planning. How do you do it with a large group? Are there good all-inclusive options or cruises for a group of sports-loving 18-year-old boys and families?
Oh, that's just right up my alley, quite honestly. I love doing groups. So I would start planning now, actually, for 24. I'm assuming, now we're in March. We're coming up to March very soon. I'll probably looking at March of next year. To make it most economical to do a group, you'd probably want to look at an all-inclusive that is with a charter packaged up out of wherever you're, if you're in the Milwaukee area, I'm probably assuming, then start planning ahead. Get your ducks in a row, basically, how many people you're looking at, and then give us a call at Fox World Travel and talk to one of our advisors to get the ball rolling. Then we can kind of give some different ideas of different all-inclusives that might work for you, or even cruise lines that would work as well. The Mary that talked about Norwegian Cruise Lines, that's a great option, as good prices, lots of sports to do on board a cruise ship. But the charters will usually come available to us in June of the following or the previous year. So we're probably looking at June, July for the charters, charter schedules, and then the pricing will follow soon after. And then I know we usually have a big sale as well that you might want to keep track of, and that's usually in July. We have a big ALG Apple Fun Jet sale. And if we have everything ready to go and we can push the button and save you even more money during that sale, that would be a recommendation. And we love doing groups, 10 families. We're talking probably 40, maybe 40, 50 people. That's easy. We can do it. And let's start looking at it now.
Perfect thing to do is go to foxworldtravel.com on the contact us form and fill out the information, put that exact text in the comment box, because then your representative will be set up for you and you'll know exactly what you're looking for.
Absolutely. So. The more you give them, the more they can help you.
Yeah. Next text here says, why do we have to wait till 24 hours before your flight on Air France to upgrade your seat? I called them and they said that's the only way you can do it.
I'm thinking it might be the fare that you booked. Usually that dictates what you're allowed to do with your upgrades. And if they're telling you that you can only do it at 24 hours, that's telling me that the fare that you booked is only upgradable at check-in. And that's probably what happened there.
Okay. Next text says, good morning. Earlier you were talking about a European cruise this fall. Is there availability for a single person to take that cruise? Thank you, Joanne.
Good morning, Joanne. We always can look at availability for single travelers, absolutely. And what's nice about those, and I'm thinking she may have meant the European Treasures or Rose Gray's trip. Those aren't cruises. Both of those are land tours, but they're more than welcome to give us a call. We'll check on availability and the pricing for a single. Unfortunately, we always have to add on a single supplement, but once in a while, especially on land tours, the single supplements aren't that bad. And so it kind of gives you that peace of mind. You're still going with a group. You'll always have someone to eat with and to tour with. And if you want to be on your own, you can do that as well. But we welcome our single travelers for sure.
Yeah, best place to check that out, of course, foxworldtravel.com. Hover over travel, and then you'll see Fox Group Vacations, all the different things that are coming up this year. Next year, you guys are starting to book, as you mentioned.
We are.
We're starting to open up and see where we're going in 2024.
Yeah, things are coming around quick, and I know after I get back from Hawaii with the group, I'm probably going to be sitting at that computer just busting away, putting our new groups into the system and getting them ready to book. So we're excited. It's just the travel trends are that people are going – they're using that leftover funds that they had that because they didn't get to travel for two years. They're doing their bucket list things to do them now before anything else might happen. We're seeing a lot of longer trips too, which is great because if you really want to delve into the destination, you want to spend some time there and not just put a pin in your map. So a lot of different neat travel trends. And so we're really excited. We're working like crazy to get our 2024 groups out there. And I know a lot of the vendors, the tour companies, and the cruise lines they're up to 2025 and some of the things I've been looking at, especially like cruise lines. Celebrities up to 2025 already.
There's probably people that had, like, in different camps. So I travel every year, so I'm not able to travel this year. So I'm going to save it. I'm going to do a bigger trip next year. Or they were like, I'm going to fix up my house this year since I'm not traveling. Or I'm going to buy a boat this year since I'm not traveling. But I could see how the trips are maybe a little bigger on the back end of the pandemic because people saved that, you know, 2 years in a row they couldn't go anywhere. Suddenly they've got this bigger chunk of vacation fund that they could use. So.
Absolutely. I've been doing it. I've been upgrading my seats because I'm becoming a Rose Gray. I'm a seat diva now. And I like my comfort. And boy, it makes a huge difference when you're on long flights, when you have a little bit more comfortable situation. So that's a good thing to use your money for, too.
Yeah, there you go. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. It is a Fox World Travel show. We'd love to hear from you. So other than the group vacations, which we talk about a lot, what else does Fox World Travel do?
We are a all-encompassing company. We do not only vacation travel, we do meetings and incentives. So we have a big department that handles thousands of people to reward their companies. And we also have a huge corporate department. We do business travel. We also have a destination wedding department that I think is fabulous. We have these ladies are amazing. And if you're thinking about doing a wedding outside of the United States or even within, they can help you. They're constantly looking at new places and doing some research for you. And destination weddings can, in the long run, be cheaper than a local wedding. So it's kind of fun to have those beachside weddings at sunset and things like that.
When we were in Mexico this last January here, there was a wedding every day on the beach.
It's amazing.
Every day.
Yeah.
Like random Tuesday in January, we're going to get married. But it was awesome to see. The crews set up these beautiful sets, you know, with chairs and pergolas and all kinds of stuff come out on the beach, and you're like, oh, another wedding's happening today.
Yeah, it's amazing what they do. All the resorts have wedding planners that really know their stuff, and they'll start working with you ahead of time. And that's one nice thing to do it with us because they know how to set these up for you, and they can get you in touch with the wedding planner. So if you want peach-colored roses or something specific, or you want to have a dance, I've seen fireworks. They can do just about anything you want for the most spectacular wedding or vow renewal as well. So yeah, it's not just weddings, but
we'll set it up. Cognizant of not walking behind the bride and groom during that time because they didn't. Nobody wants to see my white fat body walking behind them as they're getting their pictures taken.
Yeah,
so.
I am in them. I'm in them. I'm sorry. I'm waving.
you're photo bombing. Hey! Yeah. The Old National Bank talking text line 855-616-1620. More of your texts and calls coming up next. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Sunny, breezy, high near 40 today. We're at 32. Getting some icy roads out there all of a sudden. It seems like there's some accidents popping up on the traffic map over there. So be careful as you're driving around. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton. Colleen Ulsberg in for Rose Gray today and for the next few weeks, actually, as Rose is in New Zealand and Australia.
Yep, you're stuck with me.
Doing one of those longer trips. Oh, stuck with you. Come on. Got a question here from Mark in Tosa. It says, my wife and I are both retired and love to travel with Fox World Travel. Should Ecuador be on our bucket list?
You know, I have not been to Ecuador. Never really thought about it, but I think it'd be kind of a neat place to visit because I was just looking up some information on it, and they've got a wide variety of everything in Ecuador. You've got beautiful beaches. You're very close to the Galapagos, so maybe that's something you could push together, make it one trip if you want to go see all that wildlife on the Galapagos Islands. And they've got everything from glacier-capped mountains to lush jungles and very colonial cities, so the architecture might be kind of cool to see. I'm thinking similar to maybe Colombia or Guatemala up in that area or Costa
sure.
Rica. And so, yeah, I'm not one to say don't do it. I'm saying put it on your list and check it out
if
for
sure. If it's in your mind, it's probably one that you're like, yeah, that would be good
to
go
absolutely.
To.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it sounds fabulous.
Another one here from the 262 says, good morning. Any tips on renting a car in Ireland?
Well, yes. Okay. The first thing I would definitely recommend is getting an automatic. Don't get a stick shift because, A, you're driving on the other side of the car,
right,
on the other side of the road. So you have to remember that your stick shift, if you have a manual transmission, things are going to be a little bit weird and a little bit opposite. And you're going to be hitting a lot of roundabouts and heavy traffic in Dublin, in the bigger cities. So if you're renting a car, maybe get out of Dublin as quick as you possibly can. And then definitely get an automatic car just to make life a little bit easier.
When you're going through the countryside, isn't it kind of like skinny roads and walls
there,
on the side of the roads?
Yes.
And it's definitely a different experience driving, I would assume. I've never been there. But.
Yeah, it's definitely very narrow roads, very, they still have buses on those roads. So when you're driving in a little car and you see a bus coming at you, you want to make sure that you're paying attention and moving over as far as you can because a lot of the back roads are going to be small, especially if you want to see some of the neat sights.
Okay. We do have one segment left, so get in. Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thanks, Isaac. I'm always up for a good polka.
Me too. Yeah, it's awesome.
Dayton and Colleen here. A couple minutes left. Let's wrap it up. Busy time for travel. We've talked about that a little bit. Fill us in some more. What do we need to know as far as when to book and getting ready for this stuff?
Well, we're finding that clients, again, are coming back to us. They want to put a little bit of the... quite honestly, the responsibility back on travel agents to help them get their trips taken care of instead of booking online like they had been prior to COVID. And with all the different changes right now, I think it's really important to work with a professional. It just makes more sense in case there are problems. I know when Rose took off, and I hate to spill the beans, but we had some issues with the air. And thank God that we have the team at Fox that we do, because there were probably six of us that were on this and helping to take care of the people that booked on the individual side that were meeting up with Rose. Almost every one of them got delayed or canceled because of that. Gabriel, the big cyclone that was happening over in New Zealand. And so we have such a great team at Fox World Travel. And so we just really think it's important to book with somebody who knows the ins and outs of the travel, have the right contacts, and can take care of you if there's any issues. So please, you know, contact us, and we really, really want you to make an appointment, call ahead, send us a text, send us a an email through our website. You can even call our branch offices if you go on our website and go to the locations and move down. You can actually get direct phone numbers. So if you want to work with our Brookfield office or our Green Bay office, DePere Green Bay office, you can absolutely call them direct too. So it's just really important that we, because we are so busy right now, we want to make sure that we're not wasting your time and that our travel advisors can fully help you through this whole the whole process.
Yeah, and travel insurance. Another good thing.
Yeah, very important. We work with an AIG company called Travel Guard. They're a local company here in Wisconsin, and they're amazing. We had a lot of issues this past year with the COVID cancels that some of the cruise lines were still putting on us, and those that had that Travel Guard insurance were almost immediately refunded. They put some new clauses in that really helped, and I always travel with insurance. I have a year plan that I use for all of my trips. I wouldn't go without it because it's just so that important at this time, and it's not that expensive. It's based usually on the cost of the trip and your age, you have to look at it as like how much can you afford to lose if this trip would cancel.
And it covers simple things too, like your flight gets canceled, you have to stay an extra day, but you were in the airport for the day and you had to buy lunch and dinner and then they finally took you somewhere. You can recoup some of that money then.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And clothing if your luggage
doesn't. Yeah, it's
not just
like I get a whole new trip, like even little things like, hey, my luggage didn't show up and I needed to buy some clothes. Well,
absolutely.
Send that into the insurance.
Yeah,
and,
it's a really good thing to have for sure. So we just want to make sure that, you know that we're kind of busy right now and a little patience is always good and kind and get a hold of us before you make any plans.
I think sometimes too, you know, it's a little, when you think it's too good to be true, it might be. So all these online things you can get, oh, this price is way less than blah, blah, and you buy it and then you're stuck with something that's not working right and you don't have anybody to go to. I think having that travel agent on your side is a great thing. So.
Yeah, and I was listening to you guys on the way down, and it's the same with building a house or getting siding. It's you get some quotes, but make sure you're working with a good professional.
Yeah. All right, a couple more texts here we can get through before we're done. Colleen, it's Sandy Schubert. We are wondering if you will be leading an Iceland cruise tour in 2024.
Well, hi, Sandy. Nice to hear from you. I don't think we're going to be doing a cruise of Iceland. We're looking at Iceland as a land package, and that's really the best way to do it because you want to get into the interior of Iceland. It's going to be, I believe, in July of 2024 that we're looking at, so keep watching our website. And I don't know if I'm going to be leading it or not at this point. We don't have our tour schedules out that far, but I would love to see you guys again and travel with you for sure.
How has Rose been affected by the cyclones and floods in New Zealand? Have we heard anything on that?
She's doing okay. She's doing fine. She kind of came at the tail end of it, and they kind of scooted out, so I think she's looking good. All the pictures I've seen on her Facebook site are sunny and gorgeous, blue skies. I don't think she's having any issues at this point, so I think she's
all
good.
So
thanks
far.
For asking.
Yeah, that was a nice text. Switzerland is on my travel bucket list. When is the best time of the year to visit, and what are the must do's there?
Switzerland's beautiful. I would go probably in anytime from the spring into the fall. Maybe stay away from August. That can be kind of a hectic, busy time because it's the European vacation time. I think some of the neatest things to do are definitely see Lucerne. I love that city. Do some little boat cruises on the lake there, Lake Lucerne. Get up into the mountains. Go see the Matterhorn. Take the gondolas to the top for amazing views. Have some fondue. It's just a wonderful country to visit.
All right. Well, I won't be here next week, but you will.
I will. I'm looking forward to talking to Libby as you'll be off golfing.
Yeah, Libby always does a good job. She'll be filling in next week, and Colleen will be back with us as well every Saturday, 9 o'clock. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Always good talking to you.
You too, Dayton.
Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk, and we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt Barmore-Pooley.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel
and not WTMJ or Good Karma brands.